Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
Gavin's phone scams. Twice every morning, 6:10 and 8:10. If you miss any of Gavin's phone scams, you can get them at endonline.com. Or you can listen to the Wake Up Call channel 24/7 on 106.5-2. What do you got today?
We're going to phone scam Zoe, who works at a big box store in customer service. And her husband, Will, emailed me and asked me to do this. So you know how people like just casually throw around the question like, how are you? You know how people do that?
Yeah.
I think it'd be really funny if I answer that as honestly and as long as I possibly can.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Zoe. Can I help you?
Hi, I have a question about a return.
Yes, absolutely. What can I help you with?
Being so rude, I'm sorry. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
It's interesting that you asked that because I've had better days. It's actually kind of like why I'm returning this. So,
oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, thanks. You know how long it's been for somebody to like pay attention to me once? And I don't want to bother you too much, but it's my wife and I, we haven't been, you know, very well. And it's not because of anything outside of the fact that like she's busy and I'm busy and just, nobody ever checks in with me. Nobody ever asks me how I am doing, you know, and you just did. That's so nice of you. So thank you very much.
Of course.
It's just, I think I need to tell her how I feel. You know, I think I just need to tell her this is what's going on with me. When you come back and you're, you know, tired from work, and if I have dinner ready, I just need you to say thank you for making dinner, you know?
Exactly, right? You need the acknowledgement.
At the very least. And, I know that I don't look like I did when we got married, but she doesn't either. You know?
I'm sure you look wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. I do look
You're
wonderful,
welcome.
But I don't look as good as I did when we got married. And she's the same way. So I know I don't know you, but we haven't had sex in a really long time.
Oh.
And I think that's a big part of it too, because we were just really, really busy. And are you married? Are you in a marriage?
No, I'm not.
You're not. I mean, it's a curse and a blessing. It is a real curse and a blessing, because you know, for every bad thing, like, you know, like the fact that I don't feel appreciated or paid attention to, or we haven't had sex in 7 months, is also on the other side of things. It's nice to have somebody to go through life with, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, sir, I'm sure that if you just talk to her, everything should work out. Did you want to tell me the item that you'd like to return?
What?
I can help you get started with that process. The item you were going to return here at...
Oh, my God. Yes. I completely forgot about
It is totally fine. Everyone needs to talk to someone.
You know, yeah. And I think that's what it is. When I was younger, I had a whole bunch of, like, you know, guy friends. But over the years, you know, we all just kind of drop off and you know, we all get sidetracked with our lives and...
Exactly. Other families, you know. Other,
yeah.
Everybody's got stuff.
Everybody's got stuff. Exactly. Like, you know, they...
Speaking of stuff.
Huh?
Speaking of stuff.
Yeah.
Was there stuff you wanted to return here?
Yes. So I got something for my birthday. And, which was just not what I was hoping for. You know, like when you turn 40 years old, you think it's like going to be a big to-do. I remember when my dad turned 40, it was like a huge thing. My mom had all of his friends come over, and there were coworkers there, and his parents came. Mm-hmm. All we did was just go to Chili's. There's nothing wrong with Chili's. I like Chili's.
I especially love
the fact that Chili's has those little tabletop TVs where you can pay right there at the table. You can even reorder your drinks right there at the table. I love that. But it's not what you do for somebody turning 40 years old, is what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, I agree. You know, things that I feel like it back in the day were a little bit more glamorous.
Yes.
People maybe put a little bit more effort into things that we kind of take for granted.
100%. You get it.
I mean, that's society, right?
That's society. Yes. You get me. You get
me.
And I get you. Oh, boy. This was fun. Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Did you still want to return?
No. But I do want to tell you one more thing. You're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call. You're on the radio right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. My name's Gavin, actually, and this isn't real. This is a prank phone call.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I was so uncomfortable. Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.